This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. A panel of outside advisors to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has recommended emergency use of Moderna's coronavirus vaccine. We get more from AP's Mike Gracia.
The COVID-19 vaccine from Moderna and the National Institutes of Health has been endorsed by a panel of advisors for the Food and Drug Administration. Dr. Melinda Wharton of the CDC took part in Thursday's debate.
Strongly supports that the benefits of the vaccine outweigh its risk for use in individuals.
The Moderna vaccine showed 94% protection against COVID-19 in the company's ongoing study of 30,000 people. Like the Pfizer vaccine, a second shot is required. But unlike the Pfizer vaccine, Moderna's does not need ultra-cold storage. FDA emergency use authorization for the Moderna vaccine is expected soon. Mike Gracia, Washington.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Thursday appealed to rich nations to support the purchase of coronavirus vaccines for poor countries and to refrain from hoarding the doses for themselves. Speaking to reporters after a meeting with Germany's foreign minister, Guterres said he's appealing to rich nations not to hoard the doses.
We need to be able to make a vaccine available to everybody, everywhere, and affordable by everybody, everywhere.
Guterres warned that it is in all countries' interests to ensure broad immunization because, in his words, nature always strikes back. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose again last week to 885,000, the highest weekly total since September, as a resurgence of coronavirus cases threatens the economy's recovery from its springtime collapse. Before the coronavirus erupted in March, weekly jobless claims had typically numbered about 225,000. This is VOA News.